Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner. Brian's already seen the film, and he's here to give you the takeaways. It's brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here we go.
Hey, kids. Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius, for playing that. Thank you, Dawson, and thank you to my guys at Reliant for being along with this one. Let me ask you guys a question. You think it was an advantage for Steele and Guyton to have been teammates with Micah Parsons?
Yeah, probably. I mean, they've gotten to go against him before. They kind of know what he likes to do.
Yeah, I'm
can't
sure
say that. You can't say that about Thomas because he got hurt. In training camp
Thomas
last
did a good
year.
Job.
He did a really good really job did. Against them. But you think it was an advantage?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's all sorts of little things that players are constantly studying to try to get tells, and I imagine those dozens, if not a couple hundred reps that they got over the years might have been something. I would also imagine that Micah has, you know, a little bit of an advantage as well in knowing them.
That you could just walk Steele back to the quarterback sometimes?
It's amazing how he struggles in pass pro, but my gosh, in space, he made some tremendous
That screen block, that
game.
Kick out block on that screen.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets out there, and I mean, he really is kind of the vocal point when it comes to some of these runs. I mean, he really does do a good job with that, but he can look so bad in pass protection sometimes.
He can look a little rough. I give those guys a lot of credit for the way that they played that game last night. And afterwards, I mean, if you look at the metrics and stuff like that, and you watch the film, there were some times where it was not where it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But they hung on. They got just enough. Got to give Tolbert some credit, too, for some of his. I know I've been very critical of him, some of the chip block stuff that he was able to do. Playing like as a wing and just stepping in there and kind of just throwing a shoulder, maybe slowing him down a little bit. But this offensive line did a really nice job. And I'll say this, though. Like, with T.J. Bass having to play, you know, Booker's been really, really, really good. And I thought initially watching the film that Bass, because they didn't get up on the second level early in that football game.
Mm-hmm.
But they got a little better running the ball. It's like they didn't rely so much on the second level blocks. They were just trying to get the down guys situated and then allow Williams to make the cut when he needed to make the cut or press the hole when he needed to press the hole. But tip of the cap to the offensive line last night because that could have been ugly.
Yeah.
And then the fact that they were able to hold Gary off the stat sheet, he had no pressures in that game last night. So
super impressive.
Wow. That tells you a little bit about what they were doing. And Gary came in the league
leading
the league in sacks with 6.5. And they did a great job against him. So
I mean to get rid of it so quickly and put up 40, the adjustments that they made throughout the game, I think optimism has not been this high for me from a Cowboys coaching staff, maybe ever.
These guys can coach a little bit. I mean, they coach a little bit. Speaking of offensive line, I kind of thought it was a BS call. They got Nate Thomas for lining up too deep, and it wiped out the big play down the field to Turpin. You guys remember that one?
Yeah, it was heartbreaking.
because it was like Dallas was kind of struggling at that point a little bit, and it was the first time that they got a big play. They got Turpin. You go back and watch the tape. It doesn't. It looks like his head is on level.
Oh wow!
With TJ Bass on the line of scrimmage, it doesn't look any deeper. If you look across the line of scrimmage, if you look at how Dallas is lined up across the line, they're all pretty, I'd say, pretty uniform. It was, you know, some you get games you watch Lane Johnson play and he's lined up like he's a wing, you know, and they don't call that.
Yeah, that was ticky tack.
I thought it was very ticky tack. But
trend continues of weird calls against the Packers going your way.
Weird calls. Yeah, absolutely. Talked about the sideline catch from Turpin that he made. And I think this is a crazy play. Just because we don't always see Turpin never see him as a downfield, that kind of guy, go get the football kind of a guy. I think every week he's getting better at this receiver stuff.
Totally.
You know, he's been able to, when he can work back to the football like that. It was another play where he did that.
I'll tell you where he was really good is when he could drive these guys off in routes. I mean, him running, like teams know that this guy can run. And Valentine, the corner, was trying to play him. And it was like, Valentine's like, whoa, wait a minute. Whoa. He's just like closing on the cushion. And so he's driving on him, and then he breaks it on the out. And man, there is some separation there on that play where he's able to, like, that ball. And Dak, like I said, Dak did a hell of a job in the pocket because it was not clean. And he had to throw over the top of a defender. But for Turpin to lay out the way he did and go get that football and get both feet down and not be that tall of a receiver or that long.
Amazing.
It was an outstanding play.
Do you think he could always do that, or has he just improved his skill set to be able to do that?
I hope so that he can see.
Yeah.
He couldn't see until he got LASIK.
Yeah, he got the LASIK. I think what's happened is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That they've kind of figured out that he's better than just a gadget guy. Mm-hmm. They've kind of figured out that, like, whoa, you could throw him the ball down the field. You could throw him the ball inside. You could throw him the ball. I mean, he'll go get it. Okay. I think you're right, Wolchek, about the deep ball stuff and having to go up and get stuff like that. But if
like the 50-50 balls?
Yeah, but
he's dominating these crosses.
You let him run. I mean, that's really, really a good play. Okay, we saw a little of the Wildcat formation last night.
Oh, yeah.
The goal line. Touchdown. Right?
On the goal line, yeah.
Tyler Smith had the block, right?
Yeah. What's funny about that play is that, like, when they broke the huddle and Dak went out to the left, what I didn't notice is they went unbalanced line.
Oh, okay.
So what happened
is... We were getting ready to leave.
Yeah, Guyton and them came over. I mean, we weren't leaving the game.
No,
please,
we had
don't
to go downstairs.
Yeah, I had to make it a point. That
to the Miller. Yeah, no, we weren't. Yes, we had to go from the media press box downstairs to the Miller Lite Field.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to get Zach to leave a game again.
This was not the Seager 2.0.
Yeah, I was trying to. We were trying
we had a
to get,
job to do.
We had a job. But anyway, but this Wildcat, the Cowboys go unbalanced line. And I mean, unbalanced is they take the tackle on one side and they move him over to the other. So you basically had three offensive linemen on one side, and then you had Smith and Schoonmaker on the backside of this, and with the direct snap. So great job by the line. I mean, when you get Hoffman and Smith had two really, really good blocks in this thing. And they were and Williams attacked it where he split like both their blocks and then was able to get in the end zone. But nice job of some creativity down there on the goal line with the Cowboys. All right, defense. Jeez. The 46-yard pass to Golden. Okay.
Two guys in one area?
Yeah. Two guys in one area for sure.
Take your pick.
There's some pre-snap problems with confusion between Murray and James on the coverage. And what happens is it looks like to me that Murray's responsible. He's supposed to carry this route. And, man, that is a far, far carry to have to make that going up the field. But Murray's looking over at James like, what's the call? And James is trying to point, and by that time the ball snapped. And now Golden's up the field, and Murray's now having to adjust. I don't think this ball was being thrown to Golden, by the way. He just happened to go into the area and high point that and stole that ball is what he did.
But was one of those receivers supposed to come across or out?
They both went vertical, and then Golden. It's like Golden read that he had no coverage on him and took the route deep. Like he wasn't going back. I mean, he's like, I'm going to be open. And he just took off running and kind of like, well, nobody's covering me. So I'm going to go make a football play. And that's what he's able to do. All right. I have a question about the Eberflus. I know we talked about this in the blitz that he brought. Mm-hmm. And he brings a blitz with the ins. This is the bland play on third down. And this is where I have questions about. Maybe they need to do some stuff with these edges, that maybe the edges are not exactly doing exactly what they're supposed to do. But Eberflus brings a blitz with the inside linebackers. And you can watch it. Murray takes a run at Kennard, the right tackle. Like he blitzes not in the pocket or towards Love. He blitzes and runs right at Kennard, the tackle, who is engaged with Fowler. You're thinking, okay, what they're doing is they're setting up the picks is what they're doing. And it likely was going to work because Kennard gets knocked off balance by Murray, but Fowler stays wide, doesn't come around on the loop.
Oh, no.
If he comes around on the loop, he's right directly in the path, free run at Love, and maybe he could go up, maybe bat the ball away, but because the ball is going to go outside. This is what we were talking about with Bland, tries to play it offhand, and they Dobbs makes a big catch and then gets a first down out of that. But Eberflus sends the blitz, and I wonder if Fowler messed that thing up. The way the angle that Murray took to create the pick situation, he gets it. Fowler's got to come around, and he didn't do it, and that was a big problem for there.
Well, that seems weird between those two plays. It's like maybe the communication was better, but it's still pretty sloppy with guys not knowing their jobs.
Yeah, and if I could, one more final one, real quick, if I can. They had 12 men on the field penalty. Packers do, like, this is the old Aaron Rodgers days, is what they did. Osa manages to get off the field, but Leofau doesn't. You can see the back judge on tape. He's counting all the guys. They've got 12 on the field before the ball's being snapped. Diggs does a great job of breaking on the ball, by the way. This was one of those times where he saw the ball, and the reason I pointed it out because he saw the route develop, and then he drove on that football. And then was able to get in front, though, and extend and make the interception. But unfortunately, they did. They caught Jordan Love caught him with 12 men on the field. Maris Leofau was the 12th guy. And it happened so quick. Matter of fact, the coverage was kind of in shambles, except for Diggs, who was locked on his guy. And it just happened that Jordan Love went that way. But unfortunately, they get the turnover, but they don't get the they don't get it because of the penalty, and then the Packers go on to score, which makes that an even worse situation for your football team.
I think in any game, Leofau is going to do a couple of things to get you excited and two other things that are going to make you frustrated.
He's that kind of player.
Probably so.
Do you think he figures it out in a couple more years? Because he could be really good.
Oh, no. He is a very heady football player, but he will do some things. He gambles. He's a big gambler, and sometimes he'll gamble that he'll try and do something that's not scheme-related, and he'll just do something on his own. And like we saw, that could lead to bad things.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Well, Chuck, we're due for a fix. We need some more football.
Let's do it. We got coaches fighting, and I think I'm the kiss of death. That's next in the Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.